This is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Perkinis. All the news you're about to hear is true, really, as far as you know.
A couple more efforts from GC of the Cyber Persuasion. Actually, we get GC and I shop at the same places, so we have a lot of stories the same. A top South African private hospital will open an internet auction offering a range of plastic surgery, from breast reductions to fat removal, starting price of R1, 14 cents American.
Where is this again?
South Africa.
How much is a ticket to South Africa?
South Africa. The bidding will be open-ended for one operation per day during the week. The operation goes to the highest bidder, says Jack Chevelle, chief exec of Netcare, South Africa's biggest private hospital group. He said the average price for breast reduction surgery was about 14,000 rand or... You know, I wonder, it just sounds funny to hear breast reduction in rand, because right away you think of Sally and... I don't know.
Good job.
Anyway, the average deal is...
But Rebecca.
Is a little over... No, I think of Sally Rand, the bubble dancer.
Well, I think of Rebecca Rand, the famous Twin Cities madam.
Tells us a lot about the both of us, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Do you care that a boob job is $2,000 in South Africa? I don't even know.
Well, what about male breast reduction?
Lose weight. W's.bitterbuy.co.za will be offering breast reduction on Monday, laser skin resurfacing on Tuesday, fat removal on Wednesday, facial hair removal on Thursday. Ow. Eyelid surgery on Friday. They're taking the weekend off.
Because they want to see you in church. You know, I love the idea. You just show up any day and say, what's the special?
What's
the... Israel's Supreme Court set a precedent when it ordered a taxi driver to pay a fine for discourteous behavior toward two passengers.
Yes.
Two women passengers took legal action against driver...
This would kill New
That's
York.
That's not his real name.
Yeah, it is. I looked in two different places.
Oh, did you really?
No.
Shlomo Namer.
Actually, it's probably Namer.
And it's probably Schmo, don't you think?
It is now.
Schmonamer. After he refused to operate the tariff meter, is stipulated and told them, by law, a taxi driver can kick people who stink out of his taxi. That's telling him. Namer, who claimed the court had no authority to deem his behavior impolite, lost in two legal rounds, count him, before the case came before Israel's highest court, which would have been his third shot at justice. It fined him 1,500 shekels, or $365, for his lack of decorum. Scores of taxi drivers in Israel are suspected of trying to settle fares without a meter to escape the stiff value-added tax. I hate them stiff taxes.
I'm sorry, though. If
they're so inflexible.
If that's rude, I mean, this guy wouldn't even be allowed to drive a taxi in New York. I found this in the paper.
You mean the other taxi drivers would make fun of him?
Boy,
they would
point and laugh. A 22-year-old man pled guilty earlier this year to spray-painting derogatory messages on the Korean First Baptist Church here in Minneapolis. Won't go to jail. Judge says he thinks that the man has shown that he's repentant and willing to take responsibility for his deeds, even though the prosecutor is asking for 120 days. He had sprayed, like, racial epithets, anti-gay things.
All over a Baptist church? That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, and of course, things like I worship Satan and Satan is master. The neighborhood was really upset for a while.
Well, I'd be cranky if I were a member of that church, too.
Police, by the way, found the suspect. He'll do community service work, and he'll either pay for or fix himself the vandalism he does.
That's probably
the
a good idea.
But police found the guy who lived just a block away from the church. How?
How did they find him?
Because the name of his band, Tourette Syndrome, was... spray-painted on the church with the rest of the graffiti.
Proof once again, Satan's an idiot.
I'll tell you, he's got to get brighter accomplices.
You've been listening to This Is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Perkinis.
Send email to lightspeedtitr@hotmail.com.